watched this movie three times in the last 3 days. It's so good. Genesis, and if you go on to genesismovie.com, or if you just search Paradise Lost, you'll find it, and you can. I purchased it as a streaming, so I can watch it, and it never expires. You can also purchase, you know, a DVD or in other ways as well. I highly recommend that we show. I haven't even spoken to you yet, but we need to really look into getting a license to show. It is so, so good, and for us to be encouraged by looking at it. But you know, if we can show this to our families, it will open their eyes up. So, just before I start, though, I want to extend a very warm welcome to Ross and Deanne. Great to meet you this morning, Ross. Ross is the chaplain for the Gideon's Association, and they pray for us. Every month or so, they ring up, they contact us to see if they have any prayer points for us. They pray for us, and I truly do appreciate the Gideons. My journey started with the Gideon's Bible that I received at my senior high school a long time ago. So God bless you. Welcome with us today. Just to mention that Pastor Luke and Pastor Peter and Sandra are in Queensland celebrating Sandra's father's 100th birthday. Isn't that amazing? 100 years. And he got his letter from the Queen just in time. So we saw a picture of that. That is just amazing. So they're having a good time with the family over there. I saw a picture of them on a boat fishing, maybe. I'm not sure. They were on the boat anyway, sightseeing. So that was good. And, of course, David and Mary are in England. I mean, what a time to be there. It's just amazing. So you have me today. Yep. wanted to also talk about the Hands at Work Africa fundraiser. I was very passionate on my heart, and every time I think of Hands at Work Africa, I think of Daphne. And I carry a picture of Daphne in this coat pocket, actually. Yep, it's always there. Yep, there she is, yeah, from her service. Yeah. Very, very special lady to me and to us, as she was the one that really encouraged us to support the children in Africa. And our church sponsors 95 children, and they get a meal every day, Monday to Friday. They get supported in their education and in their health, and about 40 children are covered directly by you and different ones, and the rest of the money comes from our fundraising. The things that, you know, some of you pay in cash, some of you even go around collecting bottles and deposit that in the bank account, you know, those 10 cents each. And then the major event is our annual fundraiser, which is coming up on the 29th of October. So please pray about that. We have set a limit of 250 tickets. It's not cheap, but it is a fundraiser. It's going to be a fun night. We're going to have food. You know, we'll have dance and we'll have cultural food as well. It's going to be a great night. And we'll have tickets available to sell from next week. Awesome. Great. Okay, the series that Luke has started is the Father Heart of God. And we're up to week 3. I just want to do a short recap on last week. And we spoke about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. One of the verses that Luke shared with us is from 1 Timothy 6, 13 to 16. And it says, in the sight of God who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made good the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honour and might forever. Amen. And the other scripture I want to touch on from last week's message, Luke shared from Daniel, and it was also part of my reading. I've been just finished reading through the book of Daniel, and it's the part where Nebuchadnezzar, the king, he was a mighty king, an earthly king, and he was very powerful, and he built up, you know, a lot. But one day he looked at everything he had, and he said, "Look at what I have built." And following that, he had nearly a year of living like an animal out in the sticks. But at the end of that time, it says in the scripture, at the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven. My sanity was restored. Sometimes our sanity needs to be restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. Last week, Pastor Luke showed some of the ceremony with the new king, the King Charles III. There's been a little bit of that on the TV, you may have noticed. Yep. And we've got the funeral service tomorrow. And my wife, Margaret, will be watching every minute of that. She's a royalist. And I like it too. Yeah, no, I saw that hand over there. Yeah. And, you know, we respect the king. And I saw some of it. And they had the Bible. They were praying that he's appointed in the sight of God. And that's good. But for us as Christians, you know, we worship the king, our heavenly Father. And we're part of his kingdom. Amen. Okay, so on to this week, week three, the Father, our Creator. And I love this subject, creation, probably my favourite. So if we read from Genesis chapter 1, and I'm going to start from verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. You know, we see the word created three times in that verse, and we see, so God created man in his own image, mentioned twice, put in a different order of words. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Then God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." If we move down to verse 31, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. He looked at everything. He made everything. And he looked at everything he had made, and he said, "It is very good." When God had finished making things, then it was very good. There was no death. There was no disaster. It was very good. And then it says, so the evening and the morning were the sixth day. In verse 26, it says, then God said, let us make, capital, the U, us is capital U, which means it's plural. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they were together as one. And they let us make man in our image. It says in our image, in the image of God, we were created. We have his life. We have his will. We have his creative power. That's what he wanted us to have, his will. You know, the right to, he gave us the right to choose, to make a choice. We've been made in his image. In Genesis chapter 2, thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. See, all these different words were created, made, formed. God created us. In verse 4, it says, this is the history. So we're going to now go over, this goes over what had happened. This is the history, it's history. This is the history of the heavens and the earth. It's not a myth, it's not a fairy tale, it's a record of what actually happened. History. I like some what some say, you know, is his story, history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, and the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground. The Lord God formed. Formed means to bring together parts or combine to create something. So he took the dust of the ground. See, God made us out of dust of the ground. That's what the Bible says. I believe that. So a lot better than the alternative, than coming from some rock, life from no life, from some omega over billions of years. You know, I believe this. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow. Gee, wouldn't it have been amazing to see that happen, to be there and actually see it, you know, to see it grow so quickly in a day. In one day, God can do that. God did do that. And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I might skip to verse 15 on slide 10. And then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. Remember, we're going over their history right now, their history. So this is before the woman. God is speaking to the man. The woman doesn't hear this command. It was the man's responsibility to tell the woman. The woman wasn't there. She didn't hear this from God. The man did. And it says, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So this is where the choice comes into it. So we are created in the image of God. We have his life, we have his will. See, God made choices. And like we've been singing those words in there, God is good. He only made good choices. He only did good things. But for us to have to choose to do good, or for us to be able to be like God, we had to have something to make a choice with. And it was just so simple, just one thing. And it was the tree. He said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of that tree. And what happened? They did. They did eat of that tree. And they died that day. They didn't die physically, but there was a death. It was a spiritual death. There was a separation from God. And that's the big problem we face today. Sin. Our Father. See, our Father. Most of us in this room, most of us, I believe, are Christians. We have, at some point in the past, said, yes, I believe. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he is our sacrifice, that he paid the price. I believe that he died on the cross. I believe that he was buried. And I believe that he was raised from the dead. And I believe, and the day that I believed that, when I was reading in the front of my Gideon's Bible when I was about 16 or 17 years old, and I'm reading that in the front of that Bible, and I said to myself, yes, I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. And I prayed the prayer. And something happened that day when I prayed. It was many, many, many years later before I got to understand what happened. But that day when I chose to believe, God recreated me. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, I think it is, that we become a brand new being. Not improved, brand new. I got a new start that day. It took me a long time to find out what it really meant. And we're all learning, we're all on a journey. But it started on that day. I got reconnected spiritually with my Heavenly Father. I love what it says in Jeremiah. And this is also from my reading. I think the book of Jeremiah is before the book of Daniel. And I read this just a few weeks ago. And you see the number of words that are related to creation, you know, like made, like established, like stretched, like bringing. You know, listen out for these words as I read through Jeremiah 51, verses 15 to 19. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. Everyone is dull-hearted, without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by the carved image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In the time of their punishment they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is a tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Isn't that good? What a powerful portion of scripture. Why don't you, in this week, have a really soak on that, meditate on that. Think about all these words in there to do with creation. You know, he made, he established, he brings. You know, he's stretched. I love that word. Really explained in that video I was talking about, Paradise Lost and in creation. You know, it says it a few times in scripture, and it's in Isaiah, it's in Job, it's in Jeremiah, how God stretched out the heavens. God can do that. God did do that. See, the scientists talk about, the light, the stars, it's so far away that it takes, billions of years to get here. So therefore, the earth must be billions of years old. But God stretched out. He stretched it out. It's not billions of years old. The Father, our Creator. In Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 to 6, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. O praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Our God is a faithful God, and he does no wrong. God is not to blame. God gets the blame often, but he is not to blame. He is a perfect God. He is a good God. And he does no wrong. Upright and just is he. They are corrupt and not his children. To their shame, they are a warped and crooked generation. Is this the way you repay the Lord, you foolish and unwise people? Is he not your Father, your Creator, who made you and formed you? Let's look at that verse again. Is this the way you repay the Lord, you foolish? Who shall I look at? Better not look at anyone. Better get the mirror out. Yeah, I'm a fool sometimes. More than sometimes. Is this the way you repay the Lord, you foolish and unwise people? Sometimes we are foolish and we are unwise. Foolish and unwise. We do things we know we shouldn't do. We look at things we shouldn't look at. We say things we shouldn't say. We get angry at people who cut us off on the freeway, or who damage our property, or who don't care about things. Is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you? Yes, he is our father. He is our creator. I pray that we would be less foolish and less unwise in our thinking, in the way we respond to things that happen, that we would... He is the one who made us and formed us, and he can get us back into shape. See, I was looking at that. I took a picture of that new song, and I didn't know that song, and you didn't know. You haven't seen my message, have you? No. And I took a picture of it. But look, I can remember what was some of the words in that song, because they're in my notes. You know, talk about restoring the heart. It's coming. Yeah, it's talk about shape. He can reshape us. He created us in the beginning. And I used the word reshape in my notes. It's coming. Yeah, it's in that song. It's got to be God, isn't it? Eh? God, yeah. God is good. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 and 29, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. And then listen to this, verse 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Are you weak with no strength? You know, we go through times in our lives. I don't know, maybe right now is one for someone or others in the room. But I've been through times when I've been weak, when I haven't known what to do. I just couldn't work things out in my own mind. But I, through prayer and fasting and searching God for God and trusting in him, you know, I discovered, my faith grew to another level in him being the Lord God Almighty, in him being El Shaddai, in him being the God that makes a way where we don't see it. I've seen it in our life. I've seen it in your lives. We could all have a story. Amen? We get weak. And we get annoyed with ourselves. Do you ever get annoyed with yourself? Yep. You nodding at me? Anyone nodding?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Yes. Yep. We get annoyed. And we feel that the situation is hopeless. Just as I said that word, it reminded me of a scripture. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I purposefully, I found a verse and I decided I was going to memorize it. I should do more of this. I did it a long time ago when I was going through Bible school. And a lot of what I say now is from what I, on purpose, meditated on. And what I went over and over, I got it in my head. And it's good to get it in your head, but it also needs to drop into the heart. You want just head knowledge. But anyway, this scripture, I think it's Romans 15:11. And it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. So that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that an incredible verse? I've been thinking about that verse every single day. I go over it and over and I think about it. There's so many components to it. He is the God of hope. Maybe the situation seems hopeless, but He is the God of hope. And He can fill you. He can fill you with joy and peace. Maybe the situation you're thinking doesn't warrant joy or peace, what you've done, the situation, but He can fill you. He can fill you with joy. But it then says, as you trust in Him. We've got to trust in Him. We've got to believe God's word. The God that created us in the beginning can reshape us, can recreate us. He can give you a new start. He can. The same God who created us in the first place can give us a brand new start. And it finishes by saying, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Is that right for Romans 15:11? Did I see you? I better just make sure I've given you the right... 15:13. You sure? I'm going to check. Yep. Just because it's going on tape. People are watching. Yeah. I'm going to be. Someone's going to say it was wrong. Or 15:13. Yep. It's 15. Romans 15:13. And this is in my notes now, as what we were talking about, the word shape. The one who made us can reshape us. He can reshape us. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 to 27. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all the countries. I will bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Now in verse 26, I will give you a new heart. He can give you a new heart. And I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will take the heart of a stone out and give you a heart of flesh. Flesh in the Old Testament is often a symbol for weakness and frailty. In the New Testament, it often stands for the sinful nature as a God-opposing force. We see this in Romans. Here it stands in opposition to stone for a pliable, teachable heart. Pliable means, you know, easily bent, flexible. Don't have a heart of stone. You know, a heart of stone, you know, you're locked in, you're unbendable, you're unflexible, you're ungodly, you've set a position. And you don't believe, you believe in evolution, or you believe in it's okay to do whatever you want to do. You're set and you refuse to change. Don't be like that. Let's get to know more. Let's get to know more. And maybe there is someone in the room who has continued to say, I don't believe. Well, I pray God's word will touch your heart. Maybe you're looking online. Maybe you're looking online. And you've set your position and you said, I don't believe. I believe in evolution. I believe in billions of years. Because, you know, those scientists, those astrologists and those, they've all got degrees. They're clever people and they say that the earth is millions of years old, that we don't come from God, we come from, you know, life. Life came from non-life, which is completely against science anyway. Don't be like that. Find out what the truth is. At least have a look at that video I spoke about. Search it up. Paradise Lost. Look into it. Please look into it. It will change your mind. God can change. He gives us a new heart. Oh, isn't that wonderful? It's not like a set of rules. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to be good. We do have to be good. There are rules. But guidance. But, I mean, thank God we've got rules on the road. I mean, what if everyone just did their own thing? You know, I'm going to drive on the left, you drive on the right. Oh, it's a red light, we'll just go straight through. You know, so what, doesn't matter. I mean, thank God we've got some rules. I mean, what a mess it would be. Rules are good. God's rules bring life. He wants us to have life, his will, to have creative power. That's what he wants. He wants us to enjoy life. He doesn't want us to feel, to be put down. You know, we've got to obey God all the time. It's so that we can have joy and peace. That's what he wants for us. In Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 17. What may seem impossible with us is possible with God. I just wanted to make that statement. You know, maybe, you know, we've got into a way of thinking. We've set a position, or, you know, our life has been so hard. So many bad things have happened. You know, our parents, our grandparents, maybe they weren't good. Someone abused us, and we've been in a really horrible situation. But God can bring you out of that. You know, God can change you. He can. You know, if God can create the heaven and the earth, if God created man in the first place, if God set all the stars in place, if God set the sun in place to rule the day, and he set the moon in place to rule the night, and they're exactly in the right place, because if they were any further or closer, we would burn up or freeze. The moon's in the right place to control the oceans. I mean, it's so precise. I was walking around this morning as I outside because it's on my mind, and I'm looking at my hands, and yeah, and all the things that I can do. And, I mean, it's incredible. God's design. It is just so amazing. It's so amazing. It may seem impossible. It might seem impossible. Your situation, what's happening in your family. But it is possible with God. Jeremiah 32:17. Our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth. By your great power and outstretched arm, there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for our Creator. Why don't you think about that just for a moment? There's nothing too hard. There's nothing too hard for our Creator. But we need to read His Word. Get our thinking off of it's too hard, I can't do this, it's impossible. Open up His Word. Read it, because we can trust God. You can trust God. He has a plan for you, a plan to prosper you. His thoughts towards you are only of good. Whatever you've done, whatever's been done to you, it can be changed. It can be. You can start new. But there is something for you to do. You might need to repent. If you've done stuff, you do need to repent. If you've gone against God's word, you need to repent. You need to say, sorry, I'm sorry, God. And then find out through His word, through attending our services, through meditating on His word, because God's word is the truth. I think that trailer I said, it finished off with Jesus, what was it about the truth? Said, Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Is that what you want? Why don't we pray? Maybe the worship team, if you can come up and can we sing through that song about restoring our heart, that one? Yeah. And I'll pray as you're making your way up there. Father God, we thank you for your word today. That even myself, Lord, you know, I repent of my actions, the things I've said, I've done. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Lord. Lord, I recognize now those things, they didn't bring life. Lord, I thank you for your word. I believe you created me. I believe that all this trouble started when man made the wrong choice way back in the Garden of Eden. That's where it all started. It was very good, but then after that it wasn't very good. The earth came under a curse. Every problem we have started back then. But Lord, I thank you that you provided a solution. You sent your son Jesus. And he came from heaven to the earth, born as a baby. And he did exactly what you showed him to do. He was obedient. In everything he did, he was obedient. He heard from you and did what you asked him to do, even to the point of going to a cross. He said, if it be your will. So he went and he suffered on the cross. Lord, I believe that. Maybe in your mind you're saying, I believe that right now. I hope you are. And then he was buried. He died. He died on the cross. He died. They pierced his side with a spear. Water came out. He was dead. And he was buried. And 3 days later, he was risen from the dead. And they saw him. His disciples saw him. Many people saw him. There were even those that saw him rise, go up into heaven. They're standing there looking as he went up into heaven. He's alive. Our Jesus, our Lord, is alive. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that, Lord. There are some of them in this room right now saying that in their minds, they believe that. Lord, I pray they would have, will have a brand new start today. Lord, and those of us who have turned away from you, who have had a position of saying, I don't believe, Lord, I pray that their eyes would be opened. Lord, bring someone across their path. Bring a movie, something that they would look at and it would open their eyes, open their heart, that they would get a soft heart. Because, Lord, you are not willing. Your word says you are not willing that any should perish. Some will perish, but God is not willing. He does not want that to happen, but he cannot force you to change. Because he gave us, we were created in his image, which means we have a will. So we choose, Lord, to believe. And we thank you we can have a new start. You can reshape us. Lord, as we sing through this song, may the words have an impact on our heart and our mind. And as we're singing, Lord, as we stand and sing, anyone who wants prayer in that time, please come forward and we will pray with you. Thank you. Let us stand now.
Transform. Oh, transform me, oh Lord. Restore my heart, preserve my soul. In your grace that abounds, take up my cross, lay down my crowns. Oh God, my salvation. Into your hands. salvation. Transform, transform me, O Lord. Restore my heart, preserve my soul. In your grace that abounds, take up my cross, lay down my crowns. Oh God, my salvation.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for this morning, O God. Thank you, Father, for the word that you spoke to us, O Lord. Thank you, God, for we believe, Lord, that we are created by you, O God. Thank you, Father, for we have a God that we can call, that we have a God that we can talk to, Lord. A God that we put our hope, that we put our trust, and we put all our life in your hands, O God. And I just pray, Father, that this morning, Lord, as we leave, Father, to go and start our week tomorrow, Lord, that you be with us, O Lord. Let your face shine upon us, Lord. May you bring us peace, O God. Give us the wisdom we need with every decision, O God. Give us the love that we need, O Heavenly Father. Restore our hearts, Lord. Restore our minds, Lord. As we seek you, Lord, we will find you. As we seek you in your word, as we pray to you, O Heavenly Father, be with us, O God, this week, Lord. Thank you, Father, for Pastor Eddie. May you bless him, O God. I pray you bless the music team, everyone in the kids' church, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's cooking, that have done their part for today, Lord. I pray you bless them mighty, and especially, Lord, everyone here today, Lord, Father, a special anointing upon their lives, Lord. Lead them and guide them, O Lord, today, Lord. And always we pray and we thank you and we ask you this in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, amen and amen.